The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. President Trump's poll numbers are surging. Ladies and gentlemen, he is more popular now than he has ever been, including 2016 and 2020. The polls, especially the polls of independent voters, are surging towards President Trump. We're winning, ladies and gentlemen. The MAGA movement is the movement of morality, the founders, and more importantly, of God. The radical left woke is the exact opposite. The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God. And his divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for watching us from all around the planet. I appreciate you coming in here from wherever you are. I, as always, coming to you from smack dab in the middle of the fruited plain in the United States. And, you know, if you're like me, ladies and gentlemen, you're probably like me. I was using multiple different streaming apps to watch the shows that interested me, on television, probably paying over $100 a month, aren't you? For all of these things, from Hulu to HBO to Stars, the NFL Network, Major League Sports, whatever. I have got a Patriot-owned business, an alternative that gives you every one of the major channels that are out there, all in one place. Streaming channels, I mean, Peacock, Paramount Plus, Stars, again, anything that's on Hulu, your local channels, your local sports, every movie channel out there, every major sports team, every game, pay-per-view sports. Are you a you can watch pay-per-view sports without paying the pay-per-view price. Bally Sports, NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, basketball, soccer, all of it. And this company is Q Streaming, C-U-E, Q Streaming. I want you to go to therightside.myqstreaming.com. Q, remember, is spelled C-U-E, therightside.myqstreaming.com. Only $59.99 a month, ladies and gentlemen. Dump all of the other apps that are out there. They all add up. You like Yellowstone, you want to go back and binge some Breaking Bad, you want to watch movie channels, maybe the AMC Classic channel, whatever it might be, they're all there, right there on Q Streaming. therightside.myqstreaming.com. Head over there. I'm telling you, you're going to save some money. You're going to need buckets to save all of the cash that you save from these random and very, very many streaming devices. All right. So here we are presenting viewpoints from the side of life, liberty, happiness, and intellectual maturity all over here. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it really is getting interesting out there with these polls as we enter into this election season. President Trump absolutely surging in the polls. More and more people who belong to the commu-socialist, you know, the formerly known as Democrat Party, they're jumping ship in record numbers. And the radical left looks around and goes, why is this happening? And ironically, it's because of the very policies, the politics, and the platforms of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. It's that reason their own policies that's causing this defection. The radical left woke agenda is driving millions of people away from that party. And one of the key demographics within all of this, in which President Trump is now holding a substantial lead, is the independent voting bloc. The support for President Trump is displaying itself in really important ways, my friends. There are elected commie socialists, formerly known as Democrats, who are engaged really in the in this age of trans and the age of transforming. These people are really taking advantage of the kinds of transformation that we like, because these commie socialists, formerly known as Democrats, are leaving that party, even the ones who are in elected office. The transformation from commie socialist to Republican is a real phenomenon, and it's happening more and more. The latest example, I want to focus on Dallas, Texas with you. In case you didn't know it, Dallas is the fifth largest city in America. And in this case, their mayor, whose name is Eric Johnson, who is, or at least was, a registered commie socialist, formerly known as Democrat, he said this last week: America's cities need Republicans, and I'm becoming one. What? That's what he said. Eric Johnson, the mayor of Dallas, and he pointed to the radical left woke policies that have increased crime, that have defunded police, that have eliminated our borders, increased homelessness, and have ruined our economy. All of these as reasons for his transformation from commie socialist, formerly known as Democrat, to Republican. So now, okay, all of that's great, but look, we've got to be realistic here. All of this on the surface is good news, absolutely good news, and we'll take it. We'll take all the good news we can get. But I'm telling you, especially those people in Texas and wherever this kind of transformation is happening, because it's happening in other places, not just Texas, ladies and gentlemen. Keep your eyes on these people, who are becoming supposedly Republicans. I'm all for it, but we've got to be wary. It's one thing for them to say that they're becoming Republicans, and we do, in fact, welcome them to the party. We do. But we have got to be on guard against them being rhinos. Now, Eric Johnson, Mayor Johnson, also said this, and listen very closely. I'm going to quote him directly. Very important. He said this, and I quote, "Further, the future of America's great urban centers depends on the willingness of the nation's mayors to champion law and order and to practice fiscal conservatism. Our cities desperately need the genuine commitment to these principles, as opposed to the inconsistent, poll-driven commitment of many Democrats. That's long been a defining characteristic of the GOP." End quote. That is substantial. That's amazing. Not only, you know, sometimes they just quietly convert, don't they? In the darkness of night, these commie socialists, formerly known as Democrats, they convert over to our side without much hoopla. But Mayor Johnson really made a statement in his conversion. And in Texas, it's happening to another commie socialist, formerly known as Democrat. Another transformation of a Democrat coming over to the Republican side. In Cleburne County, a county attorney named Kira Talip Sanchez, she made the announcement at a 2024 election season kickoff that was hosted by the Hispanic Republicans of Texas. It's a PAC. And she said this, and I quote, "As a county attorney, I've been proud to work with law enforcement to secure the safety of citizens of Cleburne County. There is an unprecedented crisis at our southern border, and I believe that the GOP policies of law and order, protecting safety, and backing the blue best align with my values and the values of the citizens of Cleburne County. I look forward to working with my colleagues to keep South Texas safe. Folks, this is exactly what John and Jane Doe on the streets of America are thinking to themselves. They're looking around at the chaos committed on purpose by the radical left, and they're saying, no more. And I'm going to talk about this when we come back. We're already up against our first break. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please check out DougBillings.us. Head over there. We have a conference coming up. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. That's where you need to go. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. General Michael Flynn, myself, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, Karen Kingston will be there. All about how to recover the local level of government away from the grip of the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. It's going to be in Kansas City. Only $75 a ticket for a two-day event, November 10th and 11th. Again, go to this website and get your tickets today. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process? Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better, diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face? Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older, and it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today, or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372, and get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great, and so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic, cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
President Trump's poll numbers surging, absolutely surging. There's another GOP debate. It's a waste of time. Nobody on that stage will be able to do what is necessary in this republic to save it from the grips of the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. None of them. And everyone on that stage, every one of the GOP candidates for president of the United States should withdraw. And they should all unite to support President Trump. This is absolutely ridiculous. We know the debate. We know the questions. We know what's at stake. We know the players involved. And the only man on the planet that can solve the problem for the sake of true America first conservatism is President Trump. We need to unite. And Trump's polls are surging. We have people leaving the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, joining our party. We've got to keep an eye on them. But we also have the realization that I've been saying for 3.5 years, folks. John and Jane Doe on Main Street America, looking around and thinking to themselves, this is not what I signed up for. This chaos in this country is not at all what I had in mind. And they do. People are looking around. They see the chaos, which is created on purpose, as I have told you time and time again. And it causes them to leave the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, and join our side. And as a result of this, President Trump, I'm telling you, President Trump has not had this much support ever. Not in 2016, not in 2020. Right now, the most support ever. And I've pointed out to you that this pattern, these defections that we see from the left are growing and growing. And they've been growing, these defections, for decades. It's nothing new. It only takes a matter of time for intellectual maturity to dawn on people to see that the politics, platform, and policies of the Communist Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, are destructive. They're anti-American. They're anti-God. They're anti-founding fathers. The Washington Free Beacon has reported that over the last 20 years, nearly four times as many commu-socialists, formerly known as Democrats, at the state level have become Republicans. Four times as many as Republicans have become Democrats. Now, it's all great news, like I've said, but despite our side being the beneficiary of more defections from the other side, we still, obviously, when we look around at the elected class, we still have RINO problems, Republican in name only problems. So just because these people switch their party alignment, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to align with our America First conservative values. So we've got to keep an eye on that. Since 1994, 83 commu-socialists, formerly known as Democrats, have become Republicans. Since 1994, 83 of them have left their party. And in that same time frame, only 23 Republicans, who were obviously RINOs anyway, became commu-socialists. Five of these changes have, from Democrat to Republican, five of them have happened this year. And I'm telling you, for the last 3.5 years, I've said this. I've always said to those of you who would listen and watch this program, you become members of the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land because you get the truth out there. You've got Jenna Ellis and other people out there quoting CBS polls. For the love of all that's good, CBS polls, she's quoting them, trying to convince us that President Trump is not as popular now as he was. That's absolute BS hogwash. I'm telling you, Trump is more popular today than he was in 2016 and 2020. And you'll notice these themes that I have pointed out as being destructive to the Republic. All of these things are the very reasons why these commu-socialists, formerly known as Democrats, are leaving that party. It's because of the purposeful chaos that that commu-socialist party is casting upon us. These political defections, ladies and gentlemen, they are identifying the chaos that we've seen, and they are leaving their party because of it. No more chaos at the border. No more chaos at the fuel pump, at the grocery store. And these people are telling us, when they become Republicans, that the Republican Party is the party of law and order. This is nothing new to any of us, but this is what these people who are converting to our side are telling us after they convert. The Republican Party is the party of law and order. It's the party that backs law enforcement and the military. The Republicans are the party of life, and I'm going to talk about that later in the show. We can't give that up. The Republicans are the party of job creation, of better economies. The Republicans are the party of lower fuel costs, lower food costs, energy independence, border security. We're the party of common sense. We're the party of parents' rights. And we're the party of God. We're the party of the founding fathers. You know, I've said there are 56 people, men, who signed the Declaration of Independence. We need to become the 56. The absolute opposite is true of the other side. They cannot align with God. They want to excommunicate him out of society. And the radical left cannot identify with the founding fathers. They want to transform what they did and what God inspired. President Trump knows all of this. And a few months ago, you may recall, he gave a speech at CPAC. And he said that the next president, whoever it may be, should bring in the National Guard or the United States military to restore law and order to these cities that are led, run, and managed by the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, these blue states. We've got to bring in the National Guard, the military, to get law and order back. How many times do we have to watch a news clip from a blue city where rampant mobs and thugs break into the Apple store or to Nordstrom's or the local liquor store or the local convenience store and rob and smash and burn? Law and order will come back, and the people of the United States have noticed its absence under the rule of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. up against another break. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, your natural body stem cells in your body can be reinvigorated, re-energized. I want you to go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us, liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Small little patch that you can put on the back of your neck that reignites your natural body stem cells. More energy in the afternoon. I'm telling you, your healing capacity is enlivened and heightened. I used to have the afternoon droopy eyes. Remember, you're sitting at your desk in the afternoon, you're kind of doing the head bob because you're tired. You wake up tired sometimes, right? This patch, I'm telling you, liveyoungerwithdoug.us. You want to head over and look at it. Look at this research and get it. It's made a world difference for me, ladies and gentlemen. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us reverses aging, helps your healing, natural body healing enhance itself, and it reinvigorates your natural, your own stem cells within your body. Liveyoungerwithdoug.us. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, after this break. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, Electromagnetic Pulse. Electromagnetic Pulse, ladies and gentlemen, it can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows. The slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic, cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism. So Trump saying that we should call out the National Guard, the military, to restore law and order to the blue states, cities that are run, led, and managed by this commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. And he's exactly right. And every American who has any shred of intellectual maturity knows this to be true. We need law and order back. And President Trump mentions every American, no matter their color, their background, their economic status, they deserve to live and to work in a community that has proper protections and law and order. You can't argue with it. It's true. And you can only draw the conclusion, because evidence of the obvious is sufficient, that the radical left woke liberal agenda has caused all of this suffering, all of this chaos, and the lack of law and order throughout the country. Today's commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, also knows this is the truth, but that's their agenda. They don't want to go. They don't want us in the picture. They don't want the National Guard or the military, because that goes against their agenda. Their agenda is not safety, ladies and gentlemen. Their agenda is not liberty. Their agenda is not peaceful communities. They want chaos. Again, I put it to you, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Their agenda is the opposite of everything that God stands for, everything that the Founding Fathers stands for, everything that the American Republic stands for. In fact, look closely at these people on the left. Whether they're in the celebrity class, whether they're in the elected class, they never call our country what it is, a republic. They refer to it as democracy. President Trump is a danger to our democracy. Doug Billings is a threat to our democracy. We don't have a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. We have a republic. Call them out on it. They will never say republic, never, because they don't want one. the chaos that you see within the Republic purposeful. And it's brought to you because of the policies, the platform, and the politics of this commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. I want you to take a look at Trump's speech here, ladies and gentlemen. Clip number one, President Trump speaking a few months ago at CPAC. Take a look.
There is a true breakdown of the rule of law, such as the most dangerous neighborhoods in Chicago. The next president should use every power at his disposal to restore order. And if necessary, that includes sending in the National Guard or the troops. Every American of every background deserves to live in safety and in peace. Every American. One of the things that we were saddled with, and one of the hardest decisions I had to make when I looked at some of these cities that were run by Democrats going so bad so fast, I wanted to send in the Guard, I wanted to send in the troops, and sometimes I did. In Minneapolis, I sent in the troops and saved the place. I was getting ready to send them in Seattle when, if you look at, I guess it was Antifa, took over a big portion. You don't read about that too much. Nothing happened to those people, or very little, I think nothing. But they took over a big portion of Seattle. The troops were ready to go in, and they heard that. All of a sudden, they decided to leave. Thank you very much for leaving. But, you know, the president is not supposed to be doing that. The president is supposed to do it at the request of the governor. Well, when the governor was a Democrat, or the mayors or Democrats, they don't want any help under any circumstances.
See what I mean there? Yeah. That's President Trump, and he's exactly right. Exactly right. That's leadership. And the American people know it. And that's why more independent voters are now in favor of President Trump than ever before. That's why the radical left is losing membership. You'll never hear this on the radical mainstream media news outlets. You're hearing it here because it's the truth. The American people, in numbers even greater than we've seen before, are beginning to believe in President Trump, and they should. And watch him on the campaign trail. Watch President Trump. He's repeating this theme time and time again, that he's going to take action by invoking his powers as president to deploy the National Guard, the United States military, to go to these blue cities that are run, led, and managed by members of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. Commu-socialists, blending communism and socialism together. And I've mentioned Texas several times in the program here over the last few weeks because they're a state that is providing us an example of this new, it's not necessarily an awakening because people are awake down there, but perhaps a new and a bold realization that action needs to be taken. They're showing that they've got the guts to do this. And it's not just Texas, but I use them as an example because it's a big state. Dallas, we talked about Mayor Eric Johnson there, the fifth largest city in America. But the Texas legislature, they're passing, and I love this, the Texas legislature passing laws that prevent blue cities within that state, like Austin, for example, Dallas to a degree. The legislature down there in Texas is passing laws and regulations that prevents these blue cities within the red state of Texas that are run, led, and managed by commu-socialists, these cities, from further catastrophe. They're preventing it. The legislature is. They're eliminating the blue city's ability to eliminate law and order. And it's a great thing to see. They're taking aim at woke judges and prosecutors who routinely fail. These radical left woke prosecutors routinely fail to prosecute criminals with extreme prejudice, if they're even prosecuted at all, or if they're even put in jail at all. Very light sentences, if again they serve time at all, or they're let out early to go conduct more crime. Well, no more in Texas. No more. The Texas legislature is also taking aim at school officials, at teachers, and others who would try to enact policy or politics or law that put people at risk, like having boys go into the girls' restroom simply because they claim I'm a girl. BS, and it's dangerous, not to mention immoral, ladies and gentlemen. The Texas legislature has slashed local officials' emergency powers in these blue cities, severely limited the kinds of policies within these cities that they can enact. Finally, some bravery among members of a state legislature that's predominantly Republican. We need this in more states. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, especially in the elected class who claim to be Republicans, people are coming for you. If you become identified as a rhino, we're coming for you. We're going to vote you out. And yes, we can still vote you out. Even in the age of election fraud, we can do that. This is a good recipe, what we have in Texas. It's a good recipe to look at a red state like Texas, how it continued to remain red despite an influx of people from blue states. And I've said in a previous show this week, all of the people that are moving to Texas from blue state like California, for example, not all of them are liberals. There is a certain reason that we should be wary of that, but most of them are conservatives who want to escape the blue craziness and chaos of California and other such states. Texas is red. It's not turning purple. The legislature in Texas passed laws that's going to make it mandatory for citizens to live within the boundaries of red politics, within conservative policies, conservative platforms, which is to say again that they will make your communities in Texas safe. And it's happening in other places as well. I, again, point Texas out because it's a big state. It's happening in other places as well. And that goes for not just criminal law in these red states, but legislatures are beginning to pass laws that will limit environmental policies and law, farming policies, business policies that were blue or woke or liberal. Republican legislatures are beginning to fight back, and it's glorious to see. Anything that would go against the state legislature law would be prohibited from being put in place if you're in Texas. If Austin, which is the liberal armpit of Texas, if they want to start doing some of these crazy woke things within their own cities, they will not be allowed to do it. And again, just to be clear, other states besides Texas, lots of hope out there. Ultimately, it's because you, members of We the People, have begun to get involved in the local level. And we're going to tell you how to do that more and more when you come and join us in Kansas City, November 10th and 11th, ladies and gentlemen. Go to this website, DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. DeterminedPatriotismConference.us. On November 10th and 11th in Kansas City, we're going to gather with General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Tom Renz, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay. We're going to have the Kansas GOP Chairman Mike Brown there. Father James Altman will be there. Karen Kingston will be there. Alex Jones, Jane Hampton Cook, Thad Snyder. So many others will be joining us to give you specific ways and examples about how to get involved in the local level and to reclaim the republic from the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, threat, which is an anti-American movement in this country. Come and join us, please. Kansas City, November 10th and 11th.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it, for the republic. Cheers. Ladies and gentlemen, what if I told you that you could change the trajectory of your aging process. Look and feel better, live younger, be more active, less pain when you move around, sleep better. Diminish the lines and the wrinkles on your face. Really? This is what I'm telling you. It's possible. You see, low stem cell activity happens when we get older. And it could be causing many of the health problems that some people have in the world today. Because as we get older, we have less stem cell activity, which means we age faster and we heal slower. The secret is a clinically proven and patented phototherapy non-transdermal patch, whose technology is the result of over 90 clinical studies and over 20 years of research. Your healthier life can begin today, and you can discover true age reversal. Age reversal, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. liveyoungerwithdoug.us, ladies and gentlemen. Get over there today. Or if you'd like, text my name, Doug, to 41372. Doug, text it, 41372. And get over to liveyoungerwithdoug.us. Get younger. Feel younger. I'm doing it. I'm wearing this patch. I feel great. And so will you. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Okay. Conference, we got that. Doug Billings, DougBillings.us is the website for me. I would appreciate it if you head over there, DougBillings.us. This is how we make a living, folks. It's how I provide and for the, my sons, and it's how I put on this program. Most importantly, it's how we get the truth out. If you go to DougBillings.us, there's a support tab over there at the top of the website. I would appreciate it very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen, if you prayerfully consider financially supporting us. DougBillings.us, we need your help. $5, $10, $100, whatever you can afford, I prayerfully consider it. We need your assistance over there. DougBillings.us, and click on the support tab at the top of the page to be guided through how to do that. So Texas making a stand, a recipe for the rest of the country. This is part of the good news of we the people becoming involved in this republic, ladies and gentlemen. We are still in this nightmare that has been cast upon us by the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. Still in the nightmare, but we're waking up, and we're waking up quickly. President Trump, more popular now than ever before. We have red states blooming with red policy. We look at the chaos. And it is true. The old adage is true. You had to know how bad it is in order to see how good it could be. And it has been bad these last 3 years with Biden, the clown that he is in this office. We begin to reclaim our rights. We look at each other in the Republican conservative America First MAGA movement in this party as the only ones who can align with the founding fathers, with God, clearly. Ladies and gentlemen, look, the radical left commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, wants to excommunicate God from society. Evidence of the obvious of that is sufficient. It's boundless. They are the party that will dare to say to you, it's okay to kill a baby as it's being born from its mother's womb. It's barbaric. It's medieval. They're the party that will try to convince children that happiness can be found if you mutilate your genitalia. And abortion has got to be our issue always on the right side, on the conservative side. We can't give it up. But because of your involvement in states like Texas and all of the red states throughout the country, abortion has been shunned from most states that are run, led, and managed by the conservative party, ladies and gentlemen. Abortion, when you look at it, I think I liken it to an urban business model. It's in the urban areas and within these red states. I mean, really, the abortion, I know it's still out there. So we're never going to give up. We've still got to fight for life. But really, abortion is, at least the abortion industry, is being shut down to a large extent, if not eliminated, within red states. And that's a good thing. Now, states like Kansas, you've still got some work to do. You took a step back. I get it. And there are other states out there that are listening to this program are going, well, not here. We're a red state. And we still, I know it's not perfectly eliminated yet, but it's better than it was, more eliminated now than it was in the past. And this is the way forward for us on the right side. We can never give up the fight for life. The right to life is our primary right given to us from God. You have a right to exist. We can't let others, especially from within our own party, try to convince us that abortion's a losing issue for us. We've got to give it up. No, it is not a losing issue for us. In fact, exactly the opposite is true. It's a winner. We have got to remain steadfast and supportive for life in all cases. And that's what this is, this surge of life, this surge of popularity within the Trump camp. It's the surge, really, when you look at it. It's the surge of morality growing up and taking root within, again, our republic. The divine providence of God has never left us, but we are now seeing this reinvention of it, this rebirth of it. And the MAGA movement is a movement of morality. And because all of that, what I just said, sends liberals into mind meltdowns and into the need to have a safe room, you're not going to see any of it. You're not going to hear any of this reported on the mainstream news media. You know this. It's exactly what they fear the most, the rise of morality from within the grassroots communities of people and citizenry and communities throughout the republic. The rise of morality, the rise of the realization that we are a people founded on the inspiration of God himself. That scares the heck out of every liberal. The Republican Party has been remade in the image of President Trump, and it's coming into power and influence at the local level throughout the country. There's good news abounding everywhere. Now, we're not done, and we're not even close to where we need to be, but this dawning of morality, the dawning of the MAGA movement has brought about incredible good things. It's how we accelerate our endeavor to save the republic is exactly because of your involvement, what we've been saying here for 3 years. Your involvement within your local level of community, your government, has accelerated the reclamation of our republic from the grip of the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party. And I don't need to remind you that this Democratic Party that we see now, especially in Washington, D.C., but in your local communities, this commu-socialist agenda is not a pro-America and not a pro-God agenda. The liberals are terrified, folks. Consider all of this. With President Trump's incredible surge in the polls, the winning of the independent vote, which is huge, and it's not just by a small amount, it's by huge margins, this independent voter demographic coming over to President Trump's side. More and more people coming over to the conservative side from the left, and we have now a reborn, rejuvenated MAGA movement. And MAGA is not a dirty word. Make America great again. The radical left woke will do everything they can to make that a dirty, bad word. It's a beautiful thing. It's a moral thing. We have on our side the ability to align with precisely what God had in mind when he inspired the creation of this republic and with the founding fathers when they codified the rights that God gives us into our founding documents. And this local involvement that you are spearheading out there, I congratulate you. It's having an effect on the size and the scope of this commu-socialist party. And by that, I mean, you are like chemotherapy against a cancer. You are diminishing this coalition of immorality, which is what they are on the left, a coalition of immorality. You are at a point now where you are beginning to have us all realize You're causing this reduction in size of this anti-American party, so much so that they are on the cusp of becoming a minority party in this country for the long term. And it's I tip my hat to you all out there because it's your local involvement that has done it. We have played a part here on the show. We know that we have. We get your letters. We get your emails. We already know that the vast numbers of this incredible coalition of immorality, the commu-socialist, formerly known as Democrat, we know that they already occupy a minority of thought amongst the American people, that the radical left, liberal, and woke agenda occupies a vast minority of American thought out there. That's true. And now with local involvement becoming secured by American patriots, we're beginning to see the majority opinion appear and bloom forth. The majority political agenda, which is the agenda of God, the founders, life, liberty, and rights, law and order. It's beginning to birth itself again. The divine providence of God is rising up, and your involvement is the recipe for it. You are the reason why God's presence will be felt, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot give up. Never let yourself be discouraged. We are conservatives, and we always face forward. We always face adversity, challenge, and tragedy, knowing that the only way to get through those things is to grip them tightly and see it through. The rise of the American Patriot and the MAGA movement, including our bedrock foundation of life, law, God, order, and the dawning and rising of the providence of God, is rising and being reborn across America. I encourage you to believe it. It's true. And it's not the time to give up. It's the time to put your foot on the accelerator and make this go faster. The elections are coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to believe it for the sake of the Republic. And remember, you'll hear me talk about this. You'll hear General Flynn, Mike Lindell, and other speakers, Father James Altman, Mel Kay, Ann Vandersteel, at my Determined Patriotism Conference, November 10th and 11th in Kansas City. Please go to determinedpatriotismconference.us, determinedpatriotismconference.us. Look on the links over there to get your tickets, only $75 each for 2 days of a patriotic American event. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. You have a pack of blessings on your back. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.